2021 may well be summed up as the year of startup IPOs. They finally came of age, mostly because of unexpected windfall during the pandemic. The market saw 8 startup IPOs last year, but the clear leader of the pack, Paytm, turned out to be a lame duck. While it was India's biggest IPO ever, as it looked to raise 18,300 crore rupees at an issue price of ₹2,150, the fintech firm's shares plummeted soon after its public market debut. Market experts, brokerages, and investors were spooked by the company's long-term financial prospects and timeline for attaining profitability. 2 months later, the negative sentiment around Paytm stock hasn't abated. On January 17th, the company's stock was trading at ₹1,099, more than 50% lower than its issue price. The stock hit a high of ₹1,961 on November 18th, but has failed to touch its issue price since listing. So what is ailing Paytm? In a report on Paytm soon after its listing in November last year, financial services provider Macquarie Research had said, "Paytm has fingers in too many pies. Achieving scale with profitability is a big challenge, and the company is a cash guzzler. Regulations and competition are added worries." Macquarie's previous target for Paytm was ₹1,200 in November, but last week, retaining its lowest rating for 197 communications, Macquarie further cut its target price to ₹900. Implying a 25% downside from current levels. Macquarie explained its reasons. The RBI could curb wallet charges as it reviews the charges levied on customers across various digital payment modes. Prepaid payment instruments and wallet companies like Paytm, MobiKwik, PhonePe, FreeCharge, Amazon Pay, etc. charge customers anywhere between 2% and 2.5%. The payments business still forms 70% of Paytm's overall gross revenue, and hence any regulations capping charges could impact revenue significantly. Also, the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India's recent decision not to grant an insurance license to Paytm could affect the fintech firm's chances of getting a banking license. Senior management attrition and a fall in the average ticket size of loans disbursed to ₹5,000 are other factors that impact the company's long-term financial prospects. JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley, and Goldman Sachs have, however, set a one-year price target of between ₹1,630 and ₹1,875 on Paytm. The three were among the lead bankers for Paytm listing and have cited the company's strong network effect and cross-selling opportunities as strong levers for growth. Paytm CEO Vijay Shekhar Sharma has said that the company's share market performance has been in line with that of global peers in the sector over the past 6 months due to macroeconomic factors. On the question of small ticket size of loans, Sharma has said that it is by design to ensure better quality of loans. Sandeep Sabharwal shares his views on why Paytm shares are under pressure.
So what's ailing the stock essentially is that there seems to be no strategy as far as the company goes for making profits. So in an easy liquidity scenario as we saw last year and funds being available and a lot of money going into new generation startups, the valuations of most of the companies shot up rapidly. However, I think as people reassess the risk, what they are saying is that in most of the businesses Paytm is in, competitive intensity is increasing. And they are getting into the lending business. So I think their lending book is actually expanding quite rapidly, which by itself could be a risk going forward because lending is a tough business where giving money out is easy, but getting it back is difficult. And most of the banks also are find it very tough to control their NPAs. The new generation fintechs will find it very tough to operate in that space. I think there are various issues which investors are grappling with as far as companies which are loss making and which where the management say that will continue to be loss making for the last
next several years.
While Paytm has made its presence in digital payments, going forward, its execution in financial services and cloud segments will be watched closely. Investors will also look at how Paytm will monetize its bevy of services in a highly competitive industry.
For more news, views and updates, subscribe to Business Standard on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast and Spotify. Also follow us on YouTube, Vimeo, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook and LinkedIn.